Hey guys, it's Frankie D from The Real Radio Show. Don't go anywhere because The Real Radio Show is coming up next with my celebrity guest from the rock band Korn, Brian Head Welch, indie recording artist Ronnie Polo, D Bliss, and Mazarin, and so much more right here on The Real Radio Show.
The Real Radio Show with Frankie D on AM 970 The Answer.
The Real Radio Show is brought to you by WildChildTattoo.com, SilverVapors.com, the alternative way to smoke. Stay active, drink smarter with Hustle Harder Water. EncryptedHydrographics.com, we make all of your ideas come to life. Check out all the new 2014 models at AtlanticHonda.com.
Attention, everyone.
Just make sure you listen up good to exactly everything he says and do whatever he tells you.
Do you want to talk?
All right, that does it. It's time to bring out the big guy.
The biggest of them all.
The greatest radio talk show host ever.
In 3, 2, 1.
Get ready to heat it up with The Real Radio Show. Radio will never be the same. Web streaming on TheRealRadioShow.com.
This is AJ Barrow from Twisted Sister. You are listening to The Real Radio. You better be listening to The Real Radio. Otherwise, I'm going to kick your ass.
Hi, this is Chubby Checker, and you're listening to The Real Radio Show.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
It's just a funny show. It makes me laugh.
Is the show dating?
Why don't you join us? You might learn something.
Don't miss this, folks.
It's like the most hilarious show ever.
The excitement never stops.
Hey guys, it's Frankie D.
And Henry K.
And Mark Mendoza.
And Chrissy the car girl.
What? Wait. Did I just hear Mark Mendoza's voice on the opening?
After a long time of him not being here.
Well, Mendoza, welcome to the Rat Pack after 2 weeks.
Will you miss me? You're like root canal.
Whenever
huh?
possible. Whenever possible, brother.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You miss me like hemorrhoids.
Yeah, exactly. I miss you like hemorrhoids.
Well, I'm back to torture you.
Well, thank you for coming back.
I had better stuff to do.
Well, excuse me. would you have like prior engagements?
Yeah, prior engagements.
You see, you know what? I had my friend Tony and Elvis, who's been my friends for 30 years. They were filling in for the last 2 weeks.
Yes, and notice you had a lot of people to fill in for me.
Yeah, well, we had to have two people fill in for you.
At least.
Big
at
shoes.
Big shoes to fill.
The voice. Yes.
So, Mendoza, welcome back to The Real Radio Show after 2 weeks freaking vacation.
Man.
Well, you were gone for 2 weeks. Would you go on the Caribbean Islands?
Where?
Caribbean Islands or something?
Oh, man, you know me better than that.
All right. Where were you?
I can't talk about it. It's top secret.
It's top secret. Did you enjoy yourself at least?
Part of the time.
All right. So, Tony, you see? He was vacationing. He said it was a
prior. There was no vacation.
He said it was a prior engagement, and it was a vacation he went on, a two-week vacation.
No, well, actually, someone paid me a lot more money to be there rather than to be here.
What's the matter? Minimum wage doesn't work for you anymore?
Yeah, minimum wage. I'm talking about no wage. Minimum wage.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway, Mr. H, how you been, man?
Good, Frankie.
Did you get a free bowl of soup with that haircut?
No, I got a lollipop, though.
What haircut?
You got it all cut. You got it all buzzed.
Yeah, kind of.
Wow.
You don't look as homeless as you did last week.
Well, ooh.
Ooh.
He doesn't look as homeless. I know some homeless people who get good haircuts.
Who give good haircuts?
Well, who get good haircuts. And they get a free bowl of soup.
He ain't homeless. He lives in his truck.
Yeah. All right. So we got a great show tonight. And who we have on the bill for us indie acts?
Yes, Frankie. We have, from Columbus, Ohio, Mr. Ron E. Polo. In the house. Yeah. We have
Ronnie Polo.
Yeah, Ronnie Polo.
He plays Polo?
No.
Easy. Let's just move on with the names.
You know what? I'm just All right, you know what? We're going to come back to this.
I'm sure we will.
I'm kind of like confused. The brother playing Paulo, I can't.
When are you not confused?
I can't figure that out, man. I can't.
He's got the Izod shirt on.
All right. We'll talk to my brother about this later on. Okay, you know, brother playing Paulo. All right, go ahead.
We got from the Bronx, New York, we got Mr. D. Bliss, but he doesn't come in. You know, he's a specialist. He just comes in. Does a song, goes back
to the
Bronx.
And he goes back to the Bronx?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you say he used to sing?
He hasn't been in here since 4:30.
Did you say that he, you know, he sang with one of
the Renaissance of the Drifters.
The Drifters, really?
I asked him, can he do Under the
Drifters
Boardwalk?
Drifters only had about 410 members.
That's what they call the Drifters. They drifted in and out.
Exactly.
He'll tell you that.
Oh, all right.
Announce the last band.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'm
still here. They haven't left yet.
Yeah, really. They're about
the original Mazarin.
Nazarin.
Not Nazarin.
That's what I just said.
Mazapan, not Nazarin.
Did you?
Mazarin.
Did you?
Oh, from Mazarin from Malalapan. New Jersey, right?
Something like that.
All right. You know what? Let's get on to a little creative mode here. Let's bring Anthony from Encrypted Hydrographics. You know what? Anthony cracks me up because Anthony looks like a rocker, a bad boy, but he's got such a sweet little voice for a white boy.
Sweet little voice.
All right, so what is happening in the Encrypted Hydrographics world?
Lots and lots. We got a car going to SEMA this year.
That's big.
They won the Catskins contest. We're going to be represented in Las Vegas by millions and millions of people.
Wow, that's very cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. And how'd you fall upon this?
A friend of mine, he actually owns the car.
And really?
If I want to sponsor it, I said absolutely.
Very cool. Very cool. And you did some stuff with Chef Barrett from Hell's Kitchen season 13.
We're doing a line of knives for him. Skulls, carbon fibers, zombies, all in blue for the Hell's Kitchen colors. Instruments, we're doing powder coating.
With instruments? What type of instruments are you doing now?
Guitars, drummed, everything.
Wow.
Anything.
All right, so for all you musicians out there, go to encryptedhydrographics.com. Anthony does the instruments. It's really cool stuff. You got to check it out. And he's a great, great, great mind, this guy. He's got such a great mind and great imagination. And he has a great wife that supports him. And she's the boss. And
I am the ruler.
Wow. Wow. Anthony, how you feel about that?
Yeah.
I don't say anything.
As it should be.
Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, but I do enjoy your show.
You have been an incredible inspiration.
You're kicking ass and taking names, and I love it.
You gotta get out of my head.
All right, also later coming on the show, my celebrity guest, Brian Head Welch from Korn. He's gonna be talking about his new solo project with his band, Love and Death, and so much more. So stay tuned right here on The Real Radio Show.
There's this new system on the White House website where if you get enough signatures on a petition, 75,000 signatures, you are guaranteed a response from the government. And clearly, that is a terrible idea. We cannot be allowed that kind of access to the government. Democracy is like a tambourine. Not everyone can be trusted with it.
The Real Radio Show with Frankie D on AM 970 The Answer.
Brought to you by WildChildTattoo.com, SilverVapors.com, the alternative way to smoke. Stay active, drink smarter with Hustle Harder Water. EncryptedHydrographics.com, we make all of your ideas come to life. Check out all the new 2014 models at AtlanticHonda.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Mark Mendoza from Twisted Sister and The Real Radio Show. Check out the new track, Chains, from the band Traffic Moving Well, now on iTunes.
Frankie D.
And Mark Mendoza.
And Chrissy the Car Girl.
And we are here to tell you about iLuminate from America's Got Talent. Hit it.
iLuminate wowed the nation on America's Got Talent. Now iLuminate is coming to New York with Artist of Light, an electrifying story told through music, dance, and technology. For tickets, visit telecharge.com today.
Hey, this is Mark Mendoza from The Real Radio Show and, of course, Twisted Sister. And I'm talking about Encrypted Hydrographics. It's where you can let your mind go wild and make your ideas come to life. Hydrographics is a method of applying printed designs to three-dimensional objects using water transfer. And you can see it all. EncryptedHydrographics.com or call 516-333-5625.
All right, when you're looking for a tattoo, trust a real tattoo artist. Check out the master tattoo artist of wildchildtattoo.com. They have everything from body piercing, tattooing, and so much more. And actually, a lot of rock stars go to Wild Child Tattoo. That's right. We'll go see my man D down there. Billy is great. I mean, they're great artists. Check out wildchildtattoo.com. There's one in Merrick, there's one in Florida. So for more information, again, go to wildchildtattoo.com. Trust a real professional, the master tattoo artist of wildchildtattoo.com.
We are online.
You know, on the internet.
The World Wide Web.
Okay, what's the address?
Check us out by going to therealradioshow.com.
970
and iHeartRadio. Hey guys, it's Frankie D from The Real Radio Show. Check out New York's own J-Rad with their new hit single, Falling Apart, now on iTunes.
The Real Radio Show with Frankie D, Saturday nights at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Brian Headwelt from Korn and Love and Death. And you're listening to Frankie D on The Real Radio Show.
Who the hell are you guys?
And QID.
970.
Rolls off the tongue nicely, doesn't it?
Hi, right, from Columbus, Ohio, we have
Ronnie Polo.
All right, Ronnie, come over here.
Hey, what's up? Ronnie Polo from Columbus, Ohio. Put on for my movement, OSOS, and I'm excited
to be
here.
Rappers have the coolest tattoo because each tat tells a story, which is freaking cool, man. It's like, it does, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All my tats tell stories.
Yeah.
All right, so describe this tattoo to the listeners out there.
Okay.
All right, it says Shelton 20. It's basically my jersey. I play basketball all my life. Basketball and music, you know, black way out the hood. So I started with basketball, and I played in South Carolina in Bowling Green, and I got my jersey on my back because it meant a lot to
me. Right, because he was so poor, he couldn't get it on the uniform. So you got it on the back.
No, hey, my little brother needs his bike chain back.
Oh, man.
Look at the school.
Tell him to come here and take it back.
He doesn't go to school, man.
That's right. You know what? Henry's wearing a bicycle chain around his neck with other chains and stuff like that. So that was, I like that, my brother.
I think it's stunting your growth,
Henry. I got you. I'm here. I'm making the jokes with y'all. Y'all started off on me, but let me warm up.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Was the first tattoo you got of all the tattoos?
The one on my arm. It's a basketball and a baby carriage, and it says, Born to Ball. And it says 2/23/1989, my birthday.
And now it says full of bull.
Oh, you can't see that one. Man, you know, who writes
you? She's laughing. His manager's laughing.
No, his manager's humoring you because she feels bad because you're an old person.
Wait till the next band, dude.
Oh, man.
They're all my age.
He just dumps it on the next act.
Wow.
Hey, I like Mark's tattoo beard. I mean, it looks like he just got it.
It is a tattoo, man.
You're messing with the bad boys of rock and
roll. Remember, you still got to drive through New York to get out of here, man. It could be dangerous.
You're dark out. You won't see me.
Oh, I'll see you, man. You know just what? Smile. I'll see you.
This is crazy.
You got to catch me first.
I give a piece of advice for you. Don't bother running. You'll only die tired.
You got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Wild Child Tattoo in Merrick, Long Island, going out around the world, from Columbus, Ohio, give it up for Ron E. Polo.
What up? We're here. Let's make it happen.
I'ma show out at shows. I come in with a sweater and I come out with my clothes and it won't change. Ay, a skinny tatted. I'm not your average young skinny tatted. Tipping the strippers, they be riding the pole. She come in with a skirt and they come out of her clothes to make change. Ay, a skinny tatted. I'm not your average young skinny tatted. I'm addicted to hustle. I've invested in clout and I'm awake at all hours. Who can rest in the drought? I took a bath in the shower with a couple of teasers. They reciting my ink, a couple ritual achievers. Got me feeling like Bieber while I'm reading my tweeter. It's working for free and I'm not working with neither. Got producers with heaters and a couple of features. If you ask for my number, I'ma send you to my beepers. Ladies wanna see Peter, I'ma show them a hook. I'm your substitute teacher, put my music in books. When they hear I'm a rapper, people ask me to rap. When they ask about my fashion, man, I got fashionable tats. I got a Brutus, a Pac-Man, a show in 20 on back. You never seen that before, I bet a Bentley on that. People say that you made it, but it feel like you haven't. You can call me a rapper or a that's tatted. People say that you made it, but it feel like you haven't. You can call me a rapper or a that's tatted. Sure. I'm telling you, I don't even take pictures with my shirt on no more. I'm a Team Spartan. Polo posing for posters. I'ma show out at shows. I come in with a sweater and I come out with my clothes and it won't change. Aye. A skinny tatted. I'm not your average young skinny tatted. Tipping the strippers, they be riding the pole. She come in with a skirt and they come out of her clothes to make change. Aye. A skinny tatted. I'm not your average young skinny tatted.
All right, Frankie D from The Real Radio Show is here with
Brian Head Welch. How y'all doing?
I tell you, first of all, I'm really honored to be here with Brian, to be here right now with you.
Yeah, me too, man. That means a lot. I know you've had some heavy hitters in your interviewing job, so I'm honored to be. Look at this guy's notes. Like, this is 2013, you need to get an iPad. You look professional. You're looking at your iPad going like that, scrolling up. But you got this old-looking notepad.
That's it. I mean, you know, what? Some wise asses. Okay. All right. So, anyway, let's talk about you guys came together. Korn came together and reached out to you. How did this get together come to play?
Well, I already met all the guys. I met Fieldy when we were in eighth grade. I met Jonathan, actually. He went to my school in like fourth, fifth grade, sixth grade.
Wow.
And then I met Monkey at my high school in ninth grade. And so we hung out, you know, here and there. Not really with Jonathan. He was kind of, he looked like, if you imagine Mr. Burns from The Simpsons, like as a kid, like 10 years old, walking around. Like, he was kind of nerdy like that.
So he was a nerdy dude.
Yeah. And I wasn't, like, I wasn't the cool guy either. I was kind
of... You were a nerd also?
I was in the middle. I was like, okay, you know Wonder Years?
Yeah.
I was like Kevin, and John was like Paul. John was like Paul. So yeah, I was kind of like, I wasn't cool, but I was in the middle.
So Jonathan Davis was a nerd at one time.
Yes, he was, and... He just was he was a geek. He was like he was like one of those band, like, you know, band geeks, and I don't know. He'll tell you the same thing. So, but he'll be like, "Look at me now, bitches."
Now, you guys been together for a very long time, and then you disbanded. You left the group for your own personal reasons. But to me, that's water underneath the bridge. You guys are back together. How was it coming back to the band? Because you went through your trials and tribulations, and you found Christ, which I think is freaking amazing. A rock star that I admire, that found God, me being a Christian. And how did that happen? That's pretty wild.
Oh, wow. You know what the cool thing is Christ found me. And so I was about ready to kill myself with just, you know, the whole Korn stuff. It was just like, tour, new album, tour some more, make a bunch of money, go home quickly, buy a house, buy a car, and then hit the road. You park your car in the garage. You don't really get to experience all that, the glamour and everything. It's just that you're always on the move, you know? And so, you know, mixed with drugs and alcohol all those years, it's going to kill you. It's going to kill you. And so that's where I got to that place where I was just like, I'm miserable. I'm going to die if I don't do something. And, you know, I tried everything. I tried to go to the top doctors in Hollywood. I tried to quit on my own. I did all this stuff. But when I went to church, I was like, you know, I was just like, I'm going to try it. And I got up there and the dude was preaching about Jesus being real. And if you talk to him, all this stuff in your life will start to melt away and you'll become a new person. So I was like, I'm going to try it. If he's a cult leader and just trying to get my money, then I'll go. Then I'd rather go pay a doctor, you know. And so I tried it. I went home and I just prayed. And all of a sudden, I had an encounter with God where I felt the Spirit come in, and I was totally satisfied like that. You know, I tried the money, the fame, the women, the drugs, the alcohol, everything, and I was empty still all those years. But Jesus came in and satisfied me. So I changed my whole life around. I left Korn, and, you know, water under the bridge, like you said, we're back together after 8 years. You know, I did my own thing, did the solo stuff that...
Love and Death. Love and Death is pretty wild, and I was a big fan of that song Paralyzed. That's the first song that I heard from your solo stuff. And where was your head at when you wrote that song Paralyzed?
Oh, I was really going through it, man. In 2009, I went through a lot of stuff where IRS came after me for stupid stuff, like out of the blue. I had to give up my Beamer, and I had 22-inch rims. Come on, guys. We love our cars.
At least leave the rim so I could use them as a coffee table or something.
Crazy, crazy IRS. But anyway, yeah, I went through a bunch of trials like that. I went through emotional trials. I went through things like trying to start up the solo band and everything coming against me, going playing shows, not really people caring, not people wanting to put money behind us. And, you know, I'm just used to the easy road. So I was just going through that road of breaking and paralyzes about, like, you know, just being in that dark place where you're just like, you know, you're sinking into a pit of despair and just like total discouragement, you know, and it's just like, I'm paralyzed. I need you now. Pull me up out of this pit, you know? So,
wow. That's pretty deep, man. That's really deep. And I got to say, you know, you had also three different types of books. And to me, I think there are self-help books. Is that correct to say that?
I mean, it's just they're real, you know. I tell my story and people read that. There's power in a story of someone's life overcoming something, because when you read it, it's like it speaks to, like, the person's reading my story and they're reading the pages and they're flipping it and they're just going, man, if he could do it, I could do it, you know. So it's you know, my whole hope is that God becomes real to people, because screw all this religious stuff that makes you, you know, that all these years saying, like, you know, God hates metal and it's the devil's music and all that, like, that junk's over. And God is totally invading the metal world and lifting people up, like, and like, you know, Dave Mustaine, Alice Cooper, me, Fieldy and Korn. There's some other, like, many other bands.
So there's a couple other guys that got touched by God and Korn, huh? Really?
Yeah, man, and I love it because I'm not the only weirdo now, the Jesus weirdo, you know? It's like all these other guys are doing it, and so it's just...
So who in Korn was saved?
Fieldy. Fieldy's a Christian, and the thing is, man, it's like God comes and sticks a needle in your DNA and pumps Christ in there, and you get higher than any drug you've ever tried. And so you don't need anything else because you're high on this spiritual life, and he's doing that, and he's shutting up the religious people that are saying, you know, that people like us are bad, you know, and all that. So it's pretty cool.
Brian, I want to talk about bullying because, you know, it's been happening a lot now. Kids are committing suicide, and they have nobody to go to. Nobody to go to. And they're being bullied, and, you know, they're feeling this pain. You being a rock star and you being saved, what can you say to these kids out there so they don't take the dark path that you almost took?
Yeah, I would just say to them, I went through the same thing. I got bullied, and I used to have all these fantasies about, you know, hurt myself or actually I had fantasies about just, like, taking a knife and just finding the bully and, like, stabbing him and all this stuff, like crazy stuff. But, you know what, I would say to all you kids out there, you know, it gets better. You know, you just got to hang on. 2 years even late, like, past that pain that you're experiencing, if you have it right now, if you wait 2 years, your whole life will look different. You know what I mean? And so if you just wait it out, things change. And the feelings that you're feeling inside, they evolve, and you don't stay in that place. You just have to wait it out. Be patient and don't give up.
All right. Next week, we're going to continue with part two of this interview with Brian Head Welch of Korn and Love and Death. So you really want to check this out. All right, we'll be right back.
The Real Radio Show with Frankie D on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, everybody, this is Mark Mendoza from Twisted Sister and The Real Radio Show. Check out the new track, Chains, from the band Traffic Moving Well, now on iTunes.
Frankie D.
And Mark Mendoza.
And Chrissy the Car Girl.
And we are here to tell you about iLluminate from America's Got Talent. Hit it.
iLluminate wowed the nation on America's Got Talent. Now iLluminate is coming to New York with Artist of Light, an electrifying story told through music, dance, and technology. For tickets, visit telecharge.com today.
Hey, this is Mark Mendoza from The Real Radio Show and, of course, Twisted Sister. And I'm talking about Encrypted Hydrographics. It's where you can let your mind go wild and make your ideas come to life. Hydrographics is a method of applying printed designs to three-dimensional objects using water transfer. And you can see it all. EncryptedHydrographics.com or call 516-333-5625.
Listen to The Real Radio Show on the go on your mobile phone on AM 970 The Answer, streaming on iHeartRadio. All right, when you're looking for a tattoo, trust a real tattoo artist. Check out the master tattoo artist of WildChildTattoo.com. They have everything from body piercing, tattooing, and so much more. And actually, a lot of rock stars go to Wild Child Tattoo. That's right. I'm going to go see my man D down there. Billy is great. I mean, they're great artists. Check out WildChildTattoo.com. There's one in Merrick. There's one in Florida. So for more information, again, go to WildChildTattoo.com. Trust a real professional. The master tattoo artist of WildChildTattoo.com.
We are online.
You now on the internet.
The World Wide Web.
Okay, what's the address?
Check us out by going to
TheRealRadioShow.com.
970.
And iHeartRadio. All right, coming up next, D-Bliss. and Mazarin, and so much more right here on The Real Radio Show. Hey guys, it's Frankie D from The Real Radio Show. Check out New York's own J-Rad with their new hit single, Falling Apart, now on iTunes.
The Real Radio Show with Frankie D. Saturday nights at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
We're back, everyone!
And now, back to business.
The show must go on.
And I must warn you, this is not for the squeamish.
We're back on The Real Radio Show. Check us out by going to therealradioshow.com. Broadcasting on AM 970, The Answer, and iHeartRadio. So, Mr. H, who is this fine young gentleman over here?
Gentleman, he's an old G.
He's not an old G. Wait.
He's an OG, man.
What's his name? What's your name, man?
D Bliss.
Yeah, D Bliss.
You got that deep voice.
Yeah.
Like Barry White.
He used to sing with the Drifters.
Oh yeah.
Charlie Thomas and the Drifters.
Get out of here. Man, you got great radio voice too.
Oh really?
Yeah. Who's actually that artist that sings "You'll Never Find"?
Barry White.
That's not Barry White. Chrissy, you know who that is?
Barry White, yeah.
No.
Rawls. You're right. Yeah. Okay.
You see, stupid people on this show. You believe that?
I don't know.
Barry White's got a deep voice. Thank you.
They seem pretty bright to me. I don't know.
they seem pretty bright to you, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Can you do that a little bit?
You'll never find. You'll never find.
Dun, 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 dun.
keep going. I'm digging it.
As long as you live.
Yeah.
Frankie T.
Oh. Wait a second.
I like this guy.
He does Under the Boardwalk. You did it.
Yeah, all right. Under the Boardwalk. Here we go. Yeah.
Oh, when the sun beats down and turns the tar up on the roof.
Give me some baseball.
And your shoes get so hot, you think your tired feet will fireproof.
Oh, I'm loving this.
Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby is where I'll be.
Wow, yeah. Bass by Mark the Animal Mendoza from Twisted Sister, yeah. Man.
I'm digging it.
Huh? That was freaking cool, man.
That was hot. The real thing. You need to have him on stage with me.
It's the real deal here, right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Wild Child Tattoo in Merrick, Long Island, going out around the world from the Bronx, show some love for D. Bliss.
Hanging in the barbershop, waiting for a cut.
Yep.
Joking with the fellas, laughing it up.
What?
There was an old man sweeping up the shop, started shaking his head. What you looking at, Pop? He stepped up to me like he was gonna jump.
What?
You better sit down, old man, before you get punked. The fellas held me back. Yo, break it up.
You don't say.
The old man pointed his hand and said, you better listen, son. He said,
hey, don't you do it. Hey, don't you do it.
What?
Don't push me now. Don't push me now. Hey, don't you do it.
Don't you do it.
Hey, don't you do it. Don't push me now. Don't push me now. Cause my back's up against the wall, and I'm not gonna fall. All I see is red. I'll go smack dab to your head. Hey, don't you do it. Hey, don't you do it. Don't push me now. Don't push me.
Well, Friday night cruising with the fellas, we get rough.
Yep.
Hanging on the scene with my fresh cut.
Ow.
Me and the boys was driving down the strip, yeah, in a pimped out ride, bumping booties mad quick. Pulled up to a chick, she was sexy thick, big boobs, fat ass, and lips that won't quit. Yo, ma, you wanna pop this 40-ounce? Take a sip. Just then, that same old man grabbed a hand and said, my daughter ain't no trick. He said,
hey, don't you do it. Hey, don't you do it. Don't push me now.
Listen up.
Don't push me now. Hey, don't you do it. Hey, don't you do it.
Better listen.
Don't push me now. Don't push me now. Cause my back's up against the wall. I'm not gonna fall. All I see is red. I'll go smack dab to your head. Hey, don't you do it. Hey, don't you do it. Don't push me now. Don't push me.
What? What else happened? The very next week, I was hanging at the club. That same old man's daughter was being harassed by a thug. Yo, son, why you ODing? I squished you like a bug. Put my gat to his head. Then I said, listen up. I said,
hey, don't you do it. Hey, don't you do it.
Yeah.
Don't push me now. Don't push me now.
You better listen.
Hey, don't you do it. Hey, don't you do it. Don't push me now. Don't push me now. Cause my back's up against the wall.
Yep, yep.
And I'm not gonna fall. All I see is red.
Yes.
I'll go smack dab to your head. Hey, don't you do it.
What?
Hey, don't you do it. Don't push me now. Don't push me. Hey, don't you do it.
What you say?
Hey, don't you do it. Don't push me now.
Yep, yep.
Don't push me now. Hey, don't you do it. Hey, don't you do it.
In his ass.
Don't push me now. Don't push me now.
Yep.
Cause my back's up against the wall. And I'm not gonna fall.
What?
All I see is red. I'll go smack dab to your head.
Dang.
Hey, don't you do it. Hey, don't you do it. Don't push me now. Don't push me.
Show with Frankie D on AM 970 The Answer. We'll be right back. The Real Radio Show with Frankie D on AM 970, The Answer.
We are online.
You now on the internet.
The World Wide Web.
Okay, what's the address?
Check us out by going to
TheRealRadioShow.com.
970.
And iHeartRadio. Hey guys, it's Frankie D from The Real Radio Show. Check out New York's own J-Rad with their new hit single, Falling Apart, now on iTunes.
The Real Radio Show with Frankie D, Saturday nights at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, we're back on The Real Radio Show. Check us out by going to TheRealRadioShow.com. And streaming on iHeartRadio. And broadcasting live on AM 970, The Answer. All right, so Mr. H, these guys go back, way back. Yes, so what's the name of the band?
The original, Nazarene.
Nazarene.
No, not Nazarene.
Didn't you say Nazarene?
No.
Get the freaking marbles out of your mouth.
Excuse me, I said Nazarene, yes.
I didn't hear an M, I heard Nazarene.
No.
Clean your ears, dude.
Well, I haven't did that in a while.
It's an M.
It's like an M? Mark.
Don't Nazarene. Push me now.
I'm going to push you.
Yeah, you have been.
Don't push me, because I'm close to the edge, Henry K. All right, anyway, so Mazarin. Nice. Thank you. That turned you on?
Yeah, baby. I like that.
Thank you. These guys are crazy.
How come you turn everybody
Frankie,
on?
These guys go back, and their name is also equated with the old days in the clubs here, because the New York area had the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area had one of the largest club scenes in the world from like the late 60s on right through the early 80s. It was never really, nobody ever documented it. Nobody ever really said anything, but it was the hottest place in the world to go see any kind of act that you wanted to see. I don't care what it was. It was 7 days a week. You can go to multiple places to see great bands, all right? Every type of band. Every type of music was right here in the metropolitan area.
The legendary Hammerheads, too, right?
Right. I mean, there was dozens of clubs that played all types of music, and it was a great scene. It's unfortunately it died, you know, with the drinking age and things like that, and problems with club and club owners and liabilities and things. But DJs, things like that. But Mazarene is equated and synonymous with the likes of Twisted Sister, the Good Rats, Rat Race Choir.
Oh wow! I remember that.
Zebra. I mean, you name every band back then, and these guys were in the same club scene, and it dates us all, makes us all pretty old.
Really?
But they've been around for a long time. They've been great friends of ours. They've played shows with us, and I've seen them many times, even back then.
Wow.
We used to go to bars. And
so this is like a reunion.
Them.
This is like a historical reunion.
Well, yeah, I haven't really seen these guys.
You got a light man.
What's that?
Bill Robinson.
Bill Robinson. Yeah. I don't like to talk about that.
Okay, so now let's introduce the guys in the band. Let's get to meet them. And who we got here right in front of me?
Doug.
And Doug, you play, you sing, what do you do?
I write the songs, I sing, I play guitar, and I'm the front
man. He wears sunglasses.
Front man.
Okay, Doug is the front man. And who we got over here?
I'm Scott Duryea. Scott. Bass player, singer. And that's pretty much it. That's all I do.
Okay, and we have Paul Schaefer over here in the back.
Nice. That is me.
You look like Paul Schaefer a little bit.
I do, right? I know. I love this show, man. This show is great.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. All right, so what do you play in the band?
I play the drums and I sing.
Very cool. And Mr. Henry K., who you got over there?
Joey Perez. Bass and a little bit of bass.
A little bit of bass. Okay.
And background vocals and some guitar.
All right. And Chrissy, to your right?
Wayne Sebasto, play drums, percussion, and sing.
Very cool. And over here we have the youngest member.
Ari Lester, and I play guitar and I sing.
Well, you look like Vanilla Ice a little bit.
No, he doesn't.
A combination of Vanilla Ice and Simply Red. Remember that guy, Simply Red? Yeah, am I right?
Not Vanilla
it's
Ice,
It's that haircut,
though.
Bro. That
no,
does it
no,
for
no
you.
He's got the Vanilla. Okay, he's a skinny white boy. Who has like the curl, you know, a pompadour, whatever you want to call it. Like, oh man, your man say, you hear what your boy said over here? Called you a poodle. Oh man, that is so messed up.
But Mark, you know, we were on those 90s records, 80s records with you guys and Zebra and Twisted and all the radio. But we never had a CD come out, a new CD of music. But our good friend Louis Appel, who many of you know, he played with so many great bands, Southside Johnny, and you know, he was even in Debbie Gibson's band for a while, but he played with everybody, but he was a dear friend of ours. But he passed away 3 years ago while he was on tour in Las Vegas, and Scott picked it up, and I'll never forget when I got the phone call. Scott said to me after Louis's funeral, he said, "We're going to be making a new Mazarin CD." And I was like, "What?" You know? He said, "No, we're going to do this. We're going to dedicate it to Louis, and all you got to do is play drums and show up, because I know you, you know." And that was it.
We're going to dedicate this interview to Louis. How's that sound, man?
Yeah,
all right. Good stuff. Good stuff. And what's the website where the fans can check you out?
It's www.mazarinmusic.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Wild Child Tattoo in Merrick, Long Island, going out around the world, give it up for the original Mazarin.
Frankie D on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey guys, it's Frankie D from The Real Radio Show. Check out New York's own J-Rad with their new hit single, Falling Apart, now on iTunes.
The Real Radio Show with Frankie D, Saturday nights at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey guys, it's Frankie D.
And Mark Mendoza.
And Chrissy the Car Girl.
And we are here to tell you about iLuminate from America's Got Talent. Hit it.
iLuminate wowed the nation on America's Got Talent. Now iLuminate is coming to New York with Artist of Light, an electrifying story told through music, dance, and technology. For tickets, visit telecharge.com today.
We are online.
You now on the internet.
The World Wide Web.
Okay, what's the address?
Check us out by going to
TheRealRadioShow.com
970
and iHeartRadio.
Right.
All right, we'll catch you guys next week. Take care. God bless.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Good night.